The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, November 7, 1200 block of 56th Street. Complainant reported they had left their bicycle locked with a cable lock next to a local cafe, and when they returned in a couple of days, the bike valued at $1,000 was gone. On November 9, complainant informed police the bike had been recovered and returned via a Sawa Sen community Facebook group. November 9, 4700 block of Fisherman Way. Security for a construction site reported a break and enter in progress. Police attended and determined two males had attempted to gain entry to one of the buildings under construction. Two males were located, but both denied they were involved in the break and enter. Police transported the males out of the area. The incident is still under investigation. November 11, 1600 block of Enderby Avenue. Two reports received of a large gathering of youth in the area. Police attended and found a group of about 80 youth congregating in the park by the school. They indicated they had gathered at the park after being asked to leave a house party. Police monitored the area and advised the youth to go home. The youth dispersed and were largely compliant. November 11, 1 Ferry Causeway. Police called to the ferry terminal as a suspect was causing a disturbance after being refused passage due to lack of funds. Police located the suspect, who continued to be difficult, but agreed to being transported from the area. Suspect left at bus stop and thanked police for their assistance. November 12, 4900 block of Canoe Pass Way. An employee at a business reported the theft of their cell phone. Video surveillance revealed a suspect and still photographs distributed for possible identification. November 12, 1600 block of Farrell Crescent. Complainant reported their vehicle was keyed sometime overnight while parked in front of their residence. No surveillance or witnesses. Complainant advised to contact ICBC. November 12, 1100 block of Ferguson Road. Complainant reported their vehicle parked on the street was stolen sometime overnight. Vehicle is described as a 1998 Green Ram 2500 diesel pickup with a green canopy, front bumper winch, and silver side paneling. Vehicle added to the Canadian Police Information Center as stolen. ICBC contacted. Ladner. November 9, 4800 block of Elliott Street. Complainant reported the theft of their vehicle parked in the shopping center. The vehicle contained several items with a total value of $7,500. Police contacted a towing company, but the vehicle had not been towed. Complainant called police shortly after making report indicating they forgot they had parked their vehicle elsewhere. Police located the vehicle and confirmed not stolen. November 9, 4800 block of 44A Avenue. A report received of a suspicious person from a gray van with a flashlight walking into various driveways. Police patrolled the area with negative results. Examination of surveillance video revealed the person to be a delivery driver. November 10, 4700 block of 64th Street. Complainant reported the passenger side mirror valued at $1,000 stolen from their company vehicle while parked on the street in front of their residence. Police patrolled the area with negative results. Complainant encouraged to file a claim with ICBC. November 11, 9500 block of Highway 99. Police discovered a single vehicle accident where the vehicle had left the road after having crashed into the metal road divider. The driver indicated they had swerved in order to avoid an animal, which darted across the road. The vehicle sustained approximately $7,000 in damage and was towed from the scene. November 13, 5800 block Mountain View Boulevard. Delta Hospital reported two citizens being verbally aggressive in the triage area. Police attended and spoke with both parties, who were complaining of lengthy wait times. Both citizens calm on police arrival and were warned regarding their aggressive behavior. Staff advised to call police if situation re-escalated.